Simin Kuf Chav today. We begin the halachas of Tfilas Kelim. I think we have two more Sundays before Shavuos and probably two more after. So we're learning a relatively short simin. But one of the Taryag Mitzvahs Daraisa, one of the Ramach Mitzvahs Asay, and one of the few Mitzvahs Asay that are Nogeya outside of the Chagim, there are only a handful of Mitzvahs Asay that are Noeg Bizman Hazeh. And Tfilas Kelim is one of them, and certainly something that should be taken, should not be taken lightly. Unfortunately, there are many aspects of Tfilas Kelim which people are far too quick to be lenient. You already have a question? I haven't even started yet. Excuse me, what did you say? It's better to buy from a Jew, and if you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, right, then you don't have to put yourself in a matzah to be chayev in the mitzvah. A kiyumis, yeah, it's a kiyumis. When you have it, you have it. When you don't, you don't. Okay, the makar of this is a pasuk in Matos. After the melchama against Midian, the pasuk says, it's a pasuk given to Klai Yisrael through Elazar HaKayin. V'yemer Elazar HaKayin alachi ha-tzava ha-bo'im la-melchama az ha-ischukas ha-tayra ha-tziva Hashem es-ma-ishim. Ach es ha-zov ves ha-kosef es ha-nachayshes es ha-barzel es ha-bdil ves ha-yifores. The Torah lists the six metals: gold, silver, copper, iron, tin, and lead. And the pasuk is speaking specifically about these six. Something needs to be kashered through fire, should be kashered. Ah, however, it has to be immersed in meinida. Meinida, Rashi says, is water in which a nida is tevel, which means a kosher mikveh. So you need a proper mikveh. Something that's used cold, you don't have to kasher it. Taviru b'mayim, you need to put into the mikveh. Rashi says, "V'dafka kli matchis." Taviru b'mayim, matfiloi v'dayoi. You table it, and that's enough. Dafka kli matchis, only metal kelim achayiv. So this is the makar for this din, and we'll try to see some of the areas of discussion. The basic rule is that metal is chayiv in Hatayra, and glass is chayiv midrabanan. I don't know why it's commonly stated that you don't make a bracha on glass. That's not really true. On glass kelim is a chiv derabanan. You make a bracha on tevelin glass, just like you make a bracha on every mitzvah derabanan. The likelihood is that the source of this idea, don't make a bracha on glass, is in a situation where you're not sure if it was manufactured by a Jew or a guy. It's a suffix, was manufactured by a Jew or a guy. By metal, you certainly have to tivel it. And by glass, it may be that Mikra Adin, that you don't have to tivel it. And this is something that's said in the name of Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich in Yeshiva. I heard this years past from some of his Talmidim, that he said glass, tivel without a bracha, because it may be that it was manufactured by a Jew. Things changed that, what? No, metal, it's funny, he said metal is suffix derisa, so you have to tevel it. So metal, you make a bracha. I'm just saying what they say in his name. You're right. Today, anyway, things are exceptional levar. Most things you could be mevar, and, making kelim is not exactly like the nursing home business. It's not all Jews. It's... Well, Well, steel and iron is the same thing. The question is, brass and copper is really the same thing. Brass is not a separate element on the table. The question is aluminum. Aluminum is a new metal. But so we're going to discuss that. We'll discuss that today. Let's just start the mechaber, and we'll talk about the site of the mitzvah, and then the pratim. Okay, I don't know. Maybe that's where it comes from. I don't know. The halacha doesn't say that. Now let's see. Mechaber, akayna me'ayvek echavim, kleisude shalmatchais. Somebody who buys from a guy food utensils of metal, ishoschuchis. So, metal and glass, that's easy. We're going to have to define what's included in metal and glass. Oy, kelim ha'metzupin be'ever mibifnim. This already gets a little more complicated. He's talking about a klicheres, which is patur from tefila. But it's coated with metal. With lead or any type of metal, obviously. Mibifnim on the inside. Afa pi shem chadashim. Even though it's not shail of treifis, they're brand new. Sarach la tefilon b'mikvah. You have to travel them either in a mikvah, b'mayon shal arboim saw, or in a spring of 40 saw. Now, the spring of 40 saw, it's a mikvah's issue, is not such a davar pashut that a spring should need 40 saw. And we'll discuss it, and we'll talk about the mikvah afterwards. Rama says Yeshayim the Kamasufim Be'ever Afilu Bifnim Yitval Beloy Bracha V'Cheinayagin. If it has a coating, whatever without a bracha V'Cheinayagin. So we have already sort of a mouthful. What type of kelim made out of what need tefila? I guess that's the topic of Sif Aleph, and then the question of what type of mikvah. Now Taz Aleph Klesuda the Sif Kol Dorash Yohanan Eish. Generally, they're food items that are used in cooking, shalmatchais. It's usually, and how do you know it's shalmatchais? Tiksev achas azah v'chulu. Chaldiska b'kro, nikra matchais. Uzchukis gam ken yeshloi did matis, kivon she'em nishbar yeshloi takona behituch. That's a loshna gemara, and avay desard af ha'ayin heyam in beis. Why were they geyser on metal? Hoyel v'chinish b'ru yesh lei takana. Kichli matches dami, that's why glass. Hoyel v'chinish b'ru yesh lei takana b'hituch. V'tama tefila k'dei sh'yetzu metumas yishoy v'kechav l'kdushos yishoy Yisrael. Now let's start what the Taz brings last and then go back. The reason for tivling is to take something out of Tumas Goy into Kedushas Yisrael. Now it's interesting, if you visit a non-Jewish neighbor and he gives you a drink and a glass, you can drink it, even though it's not tivled, but it doesn't need tefillah, it belongs to a guy. As long as it belongs to a guy, there is no issue. A person can use the kelim. Once a Jew buys it, you have to tivle it. So it's interesting. If the reason is sheyetze mitumasu shalvik echavim ukdushasu shal Yisrael. There's no prohibition against using a keli that has tumasa shalavi kechavim. You go to the guy, you could use a keli that has tumasa shalavi kechavim. So it's a misleading to say a tam hamitzvah as if we can explain the mitzvah this way, because it's not true. You're allowed to use a keli. You know, if you visit your gayisha neighbor and he gives you a glass of orange juice in a glass, you can use it. If you visit a fryer yid, and he gives you a glass of oranges in a glass, you can't use it because it's not non-tevel keli. Okay, there's an issa to use it as well. I guess we'll have to come to this. There's a mitzvah say to tevel it. There's an issa to use it. The issa to use it we know from Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, the halacha is if you have an untevel keli on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tevel it. Now that I tell the kelim on Shabbos, the Gemara actually brings four reasons in Be'ah. So if you can't tivel it, you should be allowed to use it. So the halacha is you're not allowed to use it. The Be'er halacha says the issur of use is a drabanan, but there's definitely an issur to use a keli of a to use a keli of a yid that's not tayvel. Now that's a common misconception. There's no one-time heter. It's such a widespread mistake. I don't know. It comes from the fact that disposable items were not to be makel. So people think disposable. That means you could use it once. So it's a double mistake. Disposable things you can use twice, and non-disposables you can't even use once. So that's the thing. Now. So it doesn't mean tray. Food does not become tray. Food that's made in the untitled keli does not become usser. You can remove it from the keli and eat it. But you're not allowed to use the keli itself. You mean aluminums? So we'll get to it. It depends. If you make them disposable, then they're disposable. I want to get to each thing one at a time. I want to go in the order of the of matris, schuchis, mitzupim, disposables, try to go in order.
This is a well-known practice that when someone goes on a date to a hotel or something like that, and they have a lounge.
And they use a glass. See, the glass of a non-Jew is not a problem.
Right, but, so therefore, if one did the same thing at, say, Tel Aviv Hotel, not casting aspersions to Tel Aviv, but...
Yeah, if you go to a Jewish-owned hotel, you can't use the glasses. That's a problem.
Better off going to nine.
Better off, yeah, or using disposable cups. If it has hashgacha, unfortunately, one of the differences, people say all hashgachas are the same. There are very few hashgachas that are makban on tefillah tayvel and kelim. Very few. And one of the reasons not to use the better hefsherim is because they're makban, you know, they make you tayvel kelim. We had one of our caterers had the tayvel kelim, and Mashgiach showed up at the mikveh. And the yid had driven up a truck full of kelim, left two Mexicans, and gone to Davin. So he made him do it all over again. Because the guy could tivel, but he's not nemo that he tivled. So, you know, he stayed with us for a little while. Now he has a different hechsher. Now he's a chsidish hechsher, which hopefully is also makbid. He sort of didn't untivel his kelim. But it's not common that most hechsherim are makbid, and then maybe they should. Many are makbid, many are not.
From here?
We'll get to plastic. I want to go in order because I can't cover all the things. No, it's a chumra. I'll explain in order. Okay, I'd like to go in the Seder Hadvarim. Let's talk about the different types of metal, different types of items that's manufactured from. We'll go in that order. And then to the Mayon. And then we have a chance to talk about this idea of Tumasa Shalavik Echavim. Number one, metal. What issue is there with metal? Metal is a Chiyav Dairaisa. So the issue has to do with aluminum, and I'm not talking about disposables now, I'm talking about a solid aluminum keli. You have an aluminum keli, and the question is it Chayav in Tefillah? What's the issue? Aluminum is a separate element on the periodic table. It's a metal that was not known until about 200 years ago. It hadn't been discovered, it hadn't been refined, it hadn't been used in manufacture. It's not any of the six metals listed in the Torah, not gold and silver and copper and iron and tin and lead. And the question is if it's chayiv or not. The earliest source, as far as I know, for this shaila is the Tiferes Yisrael. He has in a Hagdama to say the Tar is called Yevukash Das. And there, in Ois Mem Dalid, he brings that they discovered something new called aluminum, and he says it's all the same. He says the Torah lists six, because six were known at the time. And Memela, all metals are included, and Kol Kli Matzis Achayim in HaTorah. That's the opinion of the Tiferes Yisrael. Now, Rav Yaakov brings this, and he's matmiya. Now he says, if a human being wrote it, so you say, no other metals were known at the time. But God wrote it, and God knew about the aluminum. And Rav Yaakov says just the opposite. He says, why does the Torah list six metals? Why does the Torah say, all metal kelim need tefillah? And God is telling you, six need tefillah, and there'll be more, and they don't need tefillah. What? The birds. The Torah lists the birds. The Torah lists. Okay. And there are no more. The Torah lists the four animals that have one simen, and there are no more. And the same thing with the with these kelim. Rav Moshe in two tshuvas, in Yerideya, Chelik Beis, and again in Chelik Gimel, he has a tshuva about metal, about aluminum, and he holds that it's not chayiv min haTorah, because the Torah lists the six types of metal. However, it should be no worse than glass, at Rabbanan, which we'll discuss momentarily. So, as far as Kli Matchos, the only topic for discussion is really the aluminum. All other metal is metal, and it's chayiv and tefila. There's no question. Aluminum, according to Ramosha and Rabbi Akiv, is a drabanan, and we'll have many nafkaminas between derases and drabanans. I believe so. I don't recall. It's a letter printed in the Sefer Tfilas Kelim for Yaakov to the author of the Sefer. I assume he's masking it to drop on, but I don't remember for certain. With a bracha, because it's no worse than glass. But I want to discuss the glass now. Okay, regarding a glass Kelim. So here there's an issue in Lomdis. And then there's an issue in halacha. In Lamdis, the question is what Chazal included. As I said, the Gemara says at the end of Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Hey, that metal is chayiv and tefila, cheres is potter, and glass hayol v'chinishbru yeshlam takana kichli matchis dami. Glass is like metal. The kasha that everybody asked, the Gra later in the Sivkot Yotes mentions as well, is that there's another sugya in Shabbos Tezvav that talks about Dinei Tuma, and there they made a gzeira that Schuchis is like Cheres. That glass is more like Kli Cheres, it's made out of earth, and since it's made out of earth, it's similar to Kli Cheres and Dinei Tuma. So it seems to be something of a stira in the Klolei Hadavar, in the rules, and Afkamina is really to a great degree how to define glass. So let me tell you what it says in the Aruch HaShulchan, Ais Chaf Hei. It's the only makar I know to properly define glass. Now, before I explain it, there are issues today with things like Corel. Corel is not glazed. The issue of things that are glazed we'll discuss momentarily. Corel is made out of, it's a type of earthenware. Is Corel cheres or is Corel glass? How does one decide what category to put it into? China is old-fashioned Kli Cheres. What about Corel? There are all kinds of other things today. I don't even know what they're made from. Is Corningware? What is Corningware made from? I have no idea. The question is how to define it. So the Aruch HaShulchan gives the following guidelines. He says glass and metal and cheres all come from the earth. Right? Matchis also comes from the earth. And also, ore is mined. The difference is that cheres, you take the cheres and you form it. You don't, there's no a change in appearance of the cheres. There might be a slight change in appearance, but basically it's earth that's maybe ground up and made to have a uniform consistency, but it doesn't change its appearance like metal does. Metal ore, because it has to be refined, takes on a whole new appearance. He says that the defining definition of metal and earthenware is this: whether it takes on a new look or a new appearance during the manufacture. So he says glass is earthenware. It's cheres. It's similar to cheres. You take earth and you make it into something. And therefore it has a din of legabe tum, it has a din of kli cheres. But legabe tefilas kelim, it's similar to metal. in that it's changed. The glass looks totally different from the way Earth looks, especially glass, which is transparent, which has no color, and therefore glass is included in the category of metal. Now Chazal used the expression that yesh la'takana b'hatocha, that like a defining characteristic is that you can melt when a glass gets a hole or a crack through heat, it could be repaired, which is similar to metal and unlike cheres. But the characteristic of glass that makes it like metal is the fact that it changes its appearance totally. And using that criteria, there are poskim today who say to make a bracha on Tovel and Korel. Apparently Korel is made the way glass is made. And I know that Rabbi Heinemann writes in his Kashas Karens to make a bracha when you tovel Korel, the manufacturer of Korel is like glass. No one will call Korel glass, but given that the Aruch HaShulchan bases it on the manner of manufacture, the Korel is similar to glass, not similar to China. China is made out of earth, which is shaped, and the Korel is made apparently by heating it and blowing it and creating the Korel. So that's the guiding. The appearance. It only appears different because of the composition, because it's made differently. The whole Seder manufacture is different. I mean, it comes out different.
Yeah, because Yaakov is right. So glass is not mentioned there either.
Glass is the Rabbanon, right? Glass is the Rabbanon. Okay, so it's not mentioned in the Torah. Right. Now the tumult over plastic has to do with this. The Shiloh plastic obviously did not exist. And it's not in Minatayra. No one holds that plastic is matches. It's made from oil. So plastic is certainly not chayim Minatayra. Is plastic chayim midrabanan? Well, it didn't exist when Rabbanan made that takana. Plastic was first invented in the 1880s. So it didn't exist then. Those who potter say it didn't exist. Minatayra is potter. They never made a takana derabanan. And in America, that's certainly the minig. Ramosha held very strongly that plastic is potter, and I think Rav Hankin held plastic is potter. In America, we never heard that people tovel plastic, even like cereal bowls. I don't mean disposables. I mean non-disposables. There are very few people who tovel plastic in America. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a divide. The Chazenish holds also that plastic is potter. However, the Minchas Yitzchak held that it's chayiv. In Yerushalayim, the minig is to tovel hard plastic kela. Yerushalayim, I don't mean the Americans, I mean the Yerushalmis. Rav Palm held that you have to tovel plastic. And he based it on Pisrei Tshuva Beis, on Rav Yaakov Emden. He says, all this tumul is haintegah. Look at Pisrei Tshuva Beis. The chuch is Island Shilas Yavis Chelik Alasim and Samas Ayn Shakasab, the Kalim Abba, maybe this Hayam Shakar and porcelain, but Dimelaklis Chuchis, porcelain is similar to glass, ain't Srichel Tvila, Lefishi Yodua, Shas Yasad, Minachayel, because it's made from sand, Umina Adama from earth, Uklimatis Samurim Beparsha, so it's not Deraisa, it's not Klimatis. Even though they're very smooth, similar to metal, less lanba, you don't have to tovel it. The klisruchis shayit feminayu. Klisruchis are even smoother. The ilav mishum dechinishbru yeshav takana la'atichan. Were it not for the fact that the criteria of glass is that if it breaks, it can be repaired. The mishum achi klimatches shavinu hayitzrichin tefila. Vahani less luhu hachtakana, and porcelain doesn't have this idea of hatocha. So what does he say? He says porcelain, not metal. Now should it be chayiv? Chitfei, it's smooth like metal. says, well, glass is also smooth. And glass is only chayiv because it has the criteria, the metzias, that it's possible to repair it. So porcelain, which you can't repair, is potter. It seems from here that if porcelain could be repaired through hatacha, that Rabbi Yaakov Ebner would hold that it's chayiv in tefillah. And if that diuk is correct, then plastic, which certainly you can melt together, if plastic gets a hole in it, you can melt it and fix it, then it should be chayiv in tefillah as well. In other words, the question is, when Chazal were mechayiv glass, was it a takana on glass? Or was it a takana on chelim, a material that's similar to metal, in that it's shi, it's smooth, and it's efshel
ha'aticha? Does shi apply to plastic?
The shia, there are different types of plastic. You're right. You're right. What? Right. You're saying is that he only entertained porcelain because it's min adama. The words don't say it. It says even though it's from adama, but it doesn't really say clearly that the criteria is that it's min adama. Well, maybe the diuk, what? I understand. The question that's being, so anyway, first I want to be clear, plastic certainly emitting in our world is not to tevel it, and nobody would tevel it a bracha, and I'm not sure even Rabbi Avadya holds if he holds you have to tevel. I don't know if the Sfaradim tevel it. What? KAJ tables plastic. It's pretty good. Some Hashem don't even table metal. So, right? Reposin learned by Diane Weiss. Okay, I'll explain it. Okay. In my house, I table plastic also. We have just my Rebbe held, you have to table it. And I dive in every Friday morning in a shul that has a mikveh right downstairs. So that's easy for me. So not difficult. But what? At any rate, the question is a good question. If you hold like those Paiskim, like Ramesha, who says it didn't exist, they weren't geyser, so why by aluminum are you quick to say, all right, it's no worse than glass, it should be, if they weren't geyser, they weren't geyser. So what it seems from the language of the tshuva, this Ramesha's lashon, I think, by the aluminum, is anything that's, there's metal and there's glass. Anything from glass to metal, more similar than glass, he seems to include in the Gezeira. And anything less similar than glass, even though it's Efshalai Tichon, he doesn't include. That seems to be a little arbitrary, but Lamaisa, that's the bottom line. So these are the two, Shilas, aluminum and plastic. And again, I'll talk about disposables shortly.
But plastic doesn't interest me too much.
Is not makabel tumah.
Right.
Okay. There are a significant number of paiskim that hold that hilchas tefilas kelim and hilchas tumah are totally zeh bezeh. In other words, there is there are a number of paiskim. Rabbi Yaakov mentions this. I think it comes from a rivash that some is not makabel tumah and never needs tefilas kelim. And since plastic is not a davar hamakabel tumah, it has a separate tour of tefillah because it's not a davar hamakabel tumah. Now that shita is an interesting shita. It's a tziruf. It's not so clear in halacha that is a makar for it. Well, I'm going to talk about it later when we talk about maimid, which is where it comes up in a few sifim to come. But it is true, and I mentioned to you in the past that most paiskim hold plastic is not a davar hamakabel tumah. Mechis Yitzchak happens to hold that plastic is a davar hamakabel tumah. And what?
What's
it? So I'm not sure. Ramesha writes that plastic is not makabel tumah because it's a min chadash, and whatever the Torah is geyser is makabel tumah, and whatever it's not, it's not. Rabbi Avadya writes very interestingly. This is in a sefer in Hilchos Nida. A kesem and a davar she'eino makabel tumah is not tamei. And the question is, ksamim on synthetic material, on pads or things that are synthetic. So Rav Avadya writes, plastic is not makabel tumah. Listen to what he says. says Kol Abba Min Hayam Eina Mekabel Tumah. Any that comes from the ocean is not Mekabel Tumah. If you take fish skin and you create a utensil from it, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So he says that the seas of petroleum under the ground are Yamim. They pump oil. Oh, this is a gigantic yam of oil, of petroleum. So he says, it's Kol Abba Min Hayamim Eina Mekabel Tumah. And he has a sefer on Hilchis Nida. I forget the name at the moment. He writes there that he asked Rabbi Yosher of Shlomo Zalman, and they will mask him. That, see, Rabbi Vanya and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yosher, all holding his Tanba Kabbalah Tumah. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's Tanba Kabbalah Tumah. I think it's pretty much the consensus opinion. And Mashiach will come, and it'll be a very big nafkamina, because when a person is tameh, you need different kelim. If you have plastic in the house, then it's not an issue. Otherwise, it's a whole reorientation. When Mashiach comes, a person is supposed to eat chulin al tahara all the time. Al tahara sakadish is a chumrah, but chulin al tahara you're supposed to lechatchila have all the time. And when a man's wife is a nida, he's got to cook for himself or put stuff in the freezer from beforehand. And you're going to need separate tables and separate kelim. If everything's plastics, you'll have a way out. It's not because of Tumah. The question is only after the Hekish. Since it's the same parasha, so that's a shaila. Okay, the issue of glazed kelim is a generation-long issue. It starts all the way back from the time of the Shach, and I want to explain. There are numerous types of glaze. The old glazed kelim were kli cheres that had a layer of glass. Many of you remember the old delis where they had the plates that weighed a ton. Remember those very heavy plates they used to have on the Crown Deli on 13th Avenue. Very heavy kelim, the cheres with a layer of glass around them. So that's glass. Now, what's the din of glazed kelim? So look at the shachs of cotton bays. Hamitzupin be'ever, because it is a ve'heter. Klam chestin ayintes, hamitzupin b'schuches dinam ki mitzupin be'ever. What's the difference if it's coated with metal, which is chayiv, or if it's coated with glass, it's exactly the same thing. The Rebbe Kiva Eger, there are a few Rebbe Kiva Egers. First, the last Rebbe Kiva Eger, that's going on Dalid. In Pisrei Tshuva, in Shach Dalid, he said to Toivel without a bracha. Shach Dalid, Yitvol B'lai Bracha. He's talking again about the coded Klicheres. Mordach Kassim B'Shem Rebbeinu Baruch, Tafilu Eina Mitzop Elam B'chutz Be'ever. Yitvolenu B'lai Bracha. Via Be'seis V'takim. Mosh Kassim Abachi Yishutmaya Aminigo Elam. He says, I wonder about the minig shemishtab shemikaderis amuchum beivim mebifnim b'loy tefila klal. I wonder why they do it without tefila. The shach, the Reb Kiveg in the bottom line, says yitfalenu b'loy bracha if it's coated on the outside, if it's sufim mebifnim umi bechutz to'un bracha. He says that if it's coated outside and inside, it needs a bracha prichadash. He says not to make a bracha if it's coated with glass, probably because it's made only lanoi, and that's the thing. So the question is what to do. On the page here, clearly is mechayiv glazed kelim with to be tevel. The question of what a person should do, lamaisa. So nowadays, the place that I heard this from is Rav Palm. Rav Palm said he asked Ramayisha. He said he looked around the place. Everyone says you have to table glazed kelim. So he asked Rav Moshe that. So Rav Moshe told him there's a difference between glazed, which is a baked on glass, and that which is a painted on glass, which is just painted on. And things that are just painted on don't really need tefillah. If it's applied, what he meant, I think, is applied. It's applied cold. It's not a. It's not a. It's not bonded. It's not glass that's bonded on through manufacture. It's something that's sprayed on it or painted on, and it doesn't eat tefila. And I think that is the reason, probably, that people are. Most people don't tevel glazed kalim. I think the B'nai Torah and Yeshiva Light do. But it's hard to say that you're chayiv to, because I don't think our glazed have anything to do with the glazed at the time of Chazal. And the Mela, it's maker at din, it doesn't need tefila. Certainly you don't make a bracha on glazed kalim. Yeah.
If the need only is it could be repaired like metal, like if it's a pure glass. But then if something is glazed,
I imagine it can be repaired. The question is, once it was originally there was a takan on glass, whether it's that way. If you take a klicheres and you coat it with aver, mifnim b'chutz means on the outside, on the inside, then I doubt you, if it cracks it, you can fix it because it's still cheres. But since aver is chayim, so it's chayim. Now, aver is derais, it's certainly different. But even glazed, once glass is chayiv, so glass should be chayiv.
The glass is to protect whatever the practical reason is, whatever is inside, if it's dirt or metal or something like that. So if the repair will actually wound the kalim.
Yes, I think the repair is the reason for the original gezeira, and not necessarily the lamaisa today. Okay, so that is the shiloh of materials. We'll talk about disposables separately, but as far as which material, I think those are the three trouble. The plastic, the minigas to be makel, a real aluminum, non-disposable aluminum kalim, the minigas to be machmir, and the glazed, which real glazed is chayin, no shiloh. Our glazed, like I said, the hamadagdikin machmirim, and the hamainam is makelim in these things. Now,
if changing form and appearance is a reason to do Machayev and Tefila, why doesn't that reason apply to plastic? I mean, isn't plastic as an extreme change in form?
Well, it's definitely true. What we're trying to define is the difference between cheres and schuchis, since they both come from earth. So what makes one earthenware and one glass? How do you define, if you have corel or the like, whether that's earthenware or glass? So this is the characteristic that defines it, between whether it's cheres or glass. You're right, there's no havamina that plastic is glass, and havamina plastic is cheres. The question is how to deal with new materials. Okay, it's a separate issue. Okay, let's talk about a mikveh. Mikvah Yishailis really only come to Rabbanim today with Tefilas Kalim. I had a call earlier this year from people on a ski trip, and they bought Kalim, and they wanted to know if they could tevel them in the snow. Plenty of snow all around. Or they could tevel in the snow. There are people who go hiking, and they want to know if they could tevel things in their in streams as they go hiking. So we have to talk a little about mikvahs in general and how it's mentioned here very specifically. I should tell you, if you're traveling and you need to buy new kalim, you're traveling and you need to buy kalim, the best thing to do is have a mind not to be kainet. When you buy it, you tell somebody, even though I'm going to store it, I'm paying for it, I'm taking it, it's still the guy's. I don't want to be kind. You can never be kind to something against your will. If you say, I have a mind not to be kind it, especially if you tell somebody, you might say, my dog, you say, I'm not being kind it, not yours. You pay for it, it's still the guy's.
But your actions, I mean, you're paying for it. Your actions are just
kind. I'm only paying for it because the guy won't let me swipe it. He might have me arrested. But I don't want to be the owner of it. I want to take the guy's kalim. I want to use it. I don't want it to become mine. It's not a lie at all. It's 100% true. The guy, he doesn't mind. The guy selling it to me. The guy, no. Next week I'll be kind of entitled it. Today I don't want to be kind of. Now lest you think this, I'm making this up. The Mordechai in Masechtas Beya says, if you're stuck on Shabbos, you have a keli. The sugi in the Gemara is you can't tell a keli. He says, what do you do? He says, you give it to a guy, and tell the guy to be kind of it, and you use it. And you use it. That's the Eitzah that he says. That's what Ravelsky told people about Keurig machines. The OU website, it says, Keurig machines. Now, Ravelsky's psak is give it to a guy and tell the guy to be kind of it. If you originally buy it, that's also an Eitzah if you have a mind not to be kind of it originally. What? Hefker for Hefker, I don't think would be adequate here, but yeah, Ketzos, that's why. Yeah, but so Tumase Shel Guy doesn't matter if it still belongs to the guy. I know of nobody ever said you go to a guy's house, you shouldn't drink from his kelim. So that's why the reason of Tumase Shel Guy, it's hard to understand. There's some sefer in Parshas Matos who says something about the Sar Shel Uma taking care of the Kalim, and when it's in the Uma, it can take care of it. When it's a Jews, you don't want the Sar Shel Uma in your. I don't know exactly what that means, but he says something about that.
But on one hand, you're paying for it, you're lifting it up, or pulling it towards you. He said, if he says a non-Jew, I'm not buying it. He says, crazy?
No, you're not telling the non-Jew. You don't tell the non-Jew. You tell your friend. Yeah, you tell your friend. You call Rabbi Rise, you say, I'm stuck. So I say, go into the store, pay for it, take it home, and let it still be the guy's. What does he care? What do you care? What's the difference? The guy, if you want it to be yours, the guy has to have a das to sell it to you. But if you want it not to be yours, you know, nothing can become yours against your will. It can't become yours. What? It remains the guy's. I can't take it away from him against his will. Yeah. When he sells, you need das machna. You need das machna. But I'm not renting it. I'm paying him for it, but I don't want to own it yet. I don't want to own it yet. Not stealing. He's happy. He's fine with it. He's fine with it. Why is it so complicated? Well, I don't get it. Why so complicated? You go to God, you know, I'd be kind of it. That's all. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind about kind of it. So why does he care if I use it? He allows me to be kind of it. So he doesn't allow me to use it without being kind of it. I don't understand. What? Later? I do Akbar. But he already had das machnas. It didn't have to be within the minute, within the hour. He doesn't mind. I know he doesn't mind if I use it. There's no yishav das. If I know somebody doesn't mind if I use it, I'm always allowed to use it. The Shas says if you have an umdina, a person's not machnas, but it's okay. So everybody has some tisis in the other mitzvahs. And the Vechta Freim answers that Taisei Lomitzius means if he's not makbet to you, but he's makbet to other people, so then that's like Yishlam Yidas. If he's not makbet to anybody comes, you want to pay me for it and let it be mine and use it, it wouldn't be makbet. So then that's the shock. The shock.
Who has the risk of loss?
What?
Who has the risk of loss? If it gets damaged, who has the risk of loss?
He got his money. He's not, I'm not getting my money back from him.
He's
worried about liability coverage. So you can always do that. Okay. So I really want to talk about mikvahs, but as far as always doing this, so I want to tell you, you have to listen carefully to what I'm telling you, okay? We're going to have a Taz later. The Taz says that if you take something and you give it to the guy, you go, you have a keli at Shabbos, and you tell the guy, be kind it, and I'm going to use it. And the guy's kind of it, and I'm using it. So it says that works until it's the nishtakach shem guy. A week later, everyone forgot. A week later, the Taz says you have to title it. It doesn't work forever. It works as long as the people around it still remember that it's the guy's. Once it's nishtakach shem akum imenu, then it doesn't work. Now, About 5 years ago, when there was a tumla about the Keurig machines, so on the OU website, it said, in the name of Rabelsky, first they argued a reason it should be potter, which when we talk about Keurig, I think is a technical mistake. And because the Keurig is metal, the box in which the water is heated is a regular metal box. We took apart two or three of them. But that's not my point. It said the B'shem Rabelsky to be maknir to a guy. So the Keurig, I don't understand. If you maknir to a guy, you have to maknir every week. It's always the shtakel shem mina, you maknir to a guy. So I had this problem with the psak B'shem Rabelsky. At that time, Rabelsky had 3 years before his patira, so 6 years ago, he had his incident where he was in a coma for a number of months, and he was recovering in a rehab up in upstate. And I was wondering, you know, if his mind would come back 100% or not, you know, because he was in a very bad condition for a while. So I drove up to visit him. At that time, he was still not walking. And he was in bed. And I said, Rabelsky, they printed in your name to be makdeh the Keurig to the Goyim. He said, yeah. I said, but why do you do it in the shtakach shem akumine? He says, oh, that Taz. The Taz brings two rayas. One raya like this, one raya like that. The first raya, Mishapura said the opposite of the raya. And the second raya is the machlag zirishayna, you know, whatever. He told me the whole pshatel. So his mind was fine. And he basically said that if you can title it Nishtak Hashem, it's good. Yikaradin, it's not a Davar Malkin. So I hope still to get to it. Now I want to talk about the mikveh, which is the topic. We have 10 minutes left. I want to talk only about the mikveh issue. Okay?
If you have a shot from the Keurig, you also have a shot of all these hot water dispensers under the sink. Mm-hmm. They also have a metal reservoir.
But the ones that are built into the building. Yeah, we generally don't title the pipes. We don't title our piping in the house. You have piping, you have faucets. You don't title your faucets.
Right.
We know more whatever's mechubal karka. But it's mechubal karka. It's attached. It's connected to the pipe. Yeah, we know more that mechubal karka doesn't need fila. We don't title even the freestanding water coolers. The meaning is not to life. It depends if they're portable, but if they're not portable, the meaning is not to type them. No, it's a mistake. People say that if you plug it in, it's mechubal karka. They say b'shem Ramesha. It's not true. Ramesha never said it. It was a mistake. I'll tell you later which tshuva it's from. There's one Rav who paskin. There's one sefer that says Ramesha said he heard Ramesha said if it's plugged in, it's mechubal karka. It can't be. See, he's the one that made it famous. The Ramesha said it, but Ramesha never said it. It's not true. Plugged in makes sense. There's one Bachran who says the Ramesha said it. Ramesha, if you look in the Tshuva, he didn't say it. You'll find me an Achran, I'll take it back. What Sebi Shem Ramesha is absolutely not true. It's Ramesha's Tshuva on the toaster, and he says something else. Okay. I mean, but once you take the Keurig machine and you put it in your house,
you're buying something on a hiking trip.
So you're right, and anyway, it works for the week. So it works. What?
Yeah, I can go forever.
Go forever. You say, all right. I think it would be eventually the shtak hashem. If you're in a traveling camp for 2 months, eventually it'll be forgotten that it's a guy's. I think.
Okay.
If you buy it for a guy's work for you, it's fine. That's okay. But if you take it home,
works.
Yeah, if you have a guyish worker in your house, you put his name on it. Put the name Frank on it. You're right. This belongs to Frank, and it'll be fine.
That's good enough.
If a Jew owns it, he's marked it. A Jew, unless you use it, you don't have to title it.
Right.
Well, it's only if you want to use it, you title it. So if you marked it to a guy before you... That's the Mardukhai. The whole source is the Mardukhai in the second parak of Be'ah, I think Daf Yud Ches, where it says, the Mishnah says you don't title. The Gemara says four reasons why we don't title Kalim on Shabbos, and Yom Shabbos or Yom Tif, and... And the end of Mordechai gives the say.
balancing to set an appliance that's plugged into an outlet.
I just went through that. There's no such sheet.
When you have a hotel, you can hang up a sign, all the hotel owned by Goyim. You don't have to type if you work it out. Like when you bought it, you just
didn't do it. Perhaps. Okay, well, I want to talk about Tovling, about a mikvah. Okay, there are two discussions. One is the mikvahs. And it's not so simple, which I'm going to leave for next week. I want to talk now about wilderness tefillah, or lake tefillah, or snow tefillah. What the halacha is about all of these natural bodies of water. If you come to a standing body of water, that's 40 saw, you can tevil. Even if it's a gigantic puddle. A gigantic puddle. You have a place where the earth is caved in, and it rained for 2 days, and you got this gigantic puddle. You know, it's rainwater. It's not pond water. It's not stream water. It's rainwater, and it's got this gigantic puddle. It's perfectly okay. You can tevel in it. You can tevel. It's not mayim shulim, and it's not havaya de'adam. The water wasn't pushed with a broom to gather together by people. It gathered naturally. There's no question, any place that water gathers naturally, you could tevel, and that's perfectly okay.
You have to make sure it doesn't go down.
If it's moving water, what?
You have to make sure it doesn't go down. If it's a big lake, you can't tell.
If you don't know, then you don't know. But if it's 40 saw, and it's 40 saw that's standing, that's not moving water, even if it will go down tomorrow, if right now it's 40 saw, you could tevel.
If it's not cemented, if it's earth, then some of it...
No, I don't think so. You're worried about being zeichlim. I'm saying if it's standing water, if it's not noticeably zeichlim, then it's okay. What about moving water? So the halachi is that moving water that's moving because it comes from a mayon, it comes from a natural stream, is okay. Or a river, which connects to an ocean, is okay. Or a stream is okay, provided that it's not what Chazal call mayim hakoizvim. Koizvim is of lying. Kaziva is lying. It's not a lie. What does it mean? It's not a lie. It means that it runs 12 months a year. There are places where during part of the year, the snow melts, and when you're climbing a mountain, you'll find a stream of water coming down from the top of the mountain. But hikers will tell you, oh yeah, we're going in the summer, that's what it is. You go in the fall, there's no stream here, because the stream is not a real stream, it's a stream of melting snow. That's called Mayim HaKaizvim. The Gemara says that Shmuel's daughters wanted a tevel. So he built mats to block the movement and to cordon off a part of the area. It should be standing water, and then they were able to be tevel there. But mayim that's moving is zeichlin is possible for mikvahs. It's not a kosher mikvah, not for mei nidam, and mele not for mei kelim. If it is, what we call mayim hakayz. Now, an extension of this is, if you have a lake that gets wider during those couple of months of the year where you have snow melt. So it's questionable as to whether you can tevel in the area that became wider. Now logically it should be okay, because it's no worse than Mayim Shuvim, which is connected to a kosher mikvah. But on the other hand, if it's moving water, Zeichlim is a psul be'etzem. So in camp, Camp Agoda has a lake. The lake is really a stream. It has water coming in and water going out. And it was widened and dammed up till it filled up a lake. And now it still flows in and flows out. So Belsky told people to go out onto the dock, not to tevel right at the edge of the lake, to go a few steps out in the dock and to tevel there. Just in case the lake gets wider, they probably know people go there all year, but height doesn't matter. Only width.
The rain, though,
because of the rain, the runoff of the rain or the snow. It's melt, the snow melt also that caused it. I'm not familiar with the. It gets wider. I don't know if it gets wider. I have no idea. Up and down don't matter. Up and down, it doesn't matter. Up and down movement is mutter. It's only if it gets wider on the banks where it's initial ma'amakaism.
But
for zeichlim, it doesn't help because that mayim is not mayim. That's naturally zeichlim. It's hashbayim.
What about a man-made lake?
It's a man-made lake. There are two types of man-made lakes. A man-made lake where they just dig a hole and they wait for rain and it fills up. That's not a problem. It's not moving water. Most man-made lakes are streams that are broadened. There's a stream, and they go. They dig out a lake, and then they dam up the outlet. And the inlet of the stream fills up the lake, and once it's full, they can have the outlet again, and it maintains its size. So the man-made lake, whatever part of that depression remains all year, is fine. Even though before the man dug the hole, it wasn't that way. But once they dug the hole, it's naturally that way. But the movement that is only gets wider during the times of the rainy season, that's the subject of this machlekes.
So no ocean,
the ocean is never a problem. Now,
lakes like Lake Superior, all those five lakes in the middle of there.
I'm not familiar. I assume that they and they're certainly kosher. I don't know if they get wider or not. I have no idea. A river like the Hudson, the East River, these things are all fine. You have to know. It's the same thing with a stream. So how do I know? I remember when we were in Kibna Orim ages ago in Fleischmann's New York, there was a stream. So we didn't know we could table things there. There was no big flies around. So we asked the people in the town if the stream runs 12 months a year, and they all said yes. So we assumed that they're telling the truth, and we used to use it for tabling. Snow is a Mishnah that says that you can tovel in snow. So machlokes rishonim, if the halacha is that you can tovel in snow before it melts or only after it melts. No, even if the snow was put into kalim, was made whatever it was beforehand that would passel, but once it melts, it's like a panim chadashus and it's kosher. Or it means you can tovel in snow mamish. It's a machlokes hapaiskim. The psak of the Chochmas Adam, which the Pesachei Teshuva I think brings here later, is that you could tovel the rabbanans in snow, b'makom tzeirich, and not the derisas. Now here you have the biggest nafkamina, the derisas, the rabbanans, because snow, you need 240 cubic inches of snow. The rule is 1 inch of rain is 10 inches of snow. When they tell you it's a heavy rainfall, 1 inch of rain, that means it would be snow, it would be a 10-inch snowfall, just to give you a perspective. It's generally 1 to 10. It's not exactly accurate, because it depends how cold it is, but it's a rough number is 1 to 10. Since a mikveh is roughly 24 cubic feet of snow, it's 6 by 2 by 2, right? It's 3 amis. If you're an amis, 2 feet, so of water, it would be 6 by 2 by 2, which is 24 cubic feet. So you need 240 cubic feet. Now, it's not really a problem, because when you have snow, you know, the snow goes all the way down East 19th Street, all the way down, you know, it goes for miles, and it goes down Avenue M. It's all connected, and that's okay. That's all considered connected. And you could tovel, certainly on a skiing trip, you could tovel kalim in snow. You have to be careful, though, because to be a kosher tefillah, you need that it touches every part of it, b'basachas, which means you have to pack the snow around it. You can't just take a keli and stick it into the snow. If you take even a knife and stick it in, there's going to be a certain amount of airspace between the top of the knife and the indentations. You really have to make sure that it's packed around it. But
sure.
Afterwards, you take it out. No, you just pack it in. You stick it in, you pack it in, and then you pack it out. So that's the psak. What? But not kel derice, right? So I say a knife. I shouldn't say a knife. Okay. But so lamaisa, what? I have to look to Chochmas Sadam if he says not to make a bracha. I mean, if Safi brachas, maybe not. So I don't recall. But what? You'll be mafsid the bracha. Yeah, nachinam, you'll be mafsid the bracha. In the Mishnah Berurah and Simukov Samach, Sivkot and Membeis, says b'shas atchak, you could tovel your hands in snow for eating hamaitzi. So there also, I should check if he says to make a bracha. I don't remember. But he says the same thing. It's a drabanan. And by drabanans, b'shas atchak, with saimach on those placekin that hold that snow is good. I got this another heter in places that have water, where the sink water comes from a reservoir in an uninterrupted flow. The Sefer, Rav Talushkin Sefer on Mikvois, the name again is, Taras Mayim. The Sefer Taras Mayim, which Ramesha points you to. Ramesha, twice, somebody asked him if he could use showers for Tfilas Ezra. He says to look in Taras Mayim. And then I believe he says also about titling your hands, he quotes this Taras Mayim. Taras Mayim says the following. He says, in places where they get the water directly, either from underground aquifers or from reservoirs, he says, you turn on the water, stuff the sink, turn on the water, fill up the water with sink. Or fill up the sink with water. Fill up the sink with water. Now, there's a question if the Nitzuk Chibur, if a flow is mechaber mikvois, Nitzuk Chibur. Nitzuk Chibur means I have a 20 saw mikvah, another 20 saw mikvah, and the first one, somebody goes in, it overflows, and it runs into the second one. Is that mechaber to the first one? So we paskin that by a drabana Nitzuk Chibur. So he says, v'tfilas yadayim, you can fill up the sink, and as long as the water is connected to the reservoir, to the aquifer, you stick your hands in the sink, and I think he says you can make a bracha on the Tefillas Yadayim as well, on Tefillas Yadayim. We make the Tefillas Yadayim even if we're Tevil Yadayim. And anyway, this is an Eitzah. So one Eitzah is the snow, and the other Eitzah is this. Without a Keli, Tefillah doesn't need a Keli. If you have a mikvah, you can tevel, you don't need a keli. Ashkenazim make a bracha on the tefillas yadayim, Sfaradim make a bracha on tefillas yadayim. It's a makos machaber. Okay, we're going to talk about the mikvahs in Yitzhashem next week.